Das Chazar sich nicht mehr rechtlich sagen, wenn wir heute sagen, es darf ein sein. Sagt die Mischung, der Dura, wenn Mel Chalol ist passet der Guna forever, regardless of how many generations his, her father is removed from the relationship that caused the Chalol status. If a Yisrael marries a Chalol, his daughter is fit for Kahuna. If a Chalol marries a Yisraelis, his daughter is passet for Kahuna. Yehuda says, the daughter of a male Ger is like the daughter of a male Chalol, meaning she's passet for Kahuna. Rodez Miyaka says, if a Yisrael married a female Geyoris, his daughter is fit for Kahuna. And if a male Ger marries a Yisraelis, his daughter is also fit for Kahuna. However, if a Ger marries a Geyoris, his daughter is passet. This applies whether they are regular geyrim or whether they are free slaves, and applies even if they are 10 generations removed from the actual ancestors that converted. In all these cases, the girl will be asur tekuna unless one of her parents is a yid who did not descend from geyrim. Rabbi Yossi says, even if a geyrim marries a geyrim, their daughter is mutter tekuna. In fact, the Mishnah already said that the status of a chalol passes from one generation to the next, so why does the Mishnah have to add the words forever? And for the Gemara, we would think that the Cholol is like a Ger who is a Mitzvah and a Doimim and becomes Mutzvah after the third generation. Kamash Malan, they know it's Aser forever. Misha said, Yisrael Shanasa Cholol. In fact, how do we know that the daughter of a Cholol is not fit, but the daughter of a Cholol is fit? Rabbi Yechon and Nehemiah Shmuel said, we learn Exer Shem on the word Be'omov from the Pasuk regarding the Isra for a Kohen to become Tommy, which teaches that just as that halach only applies to males, so to the Cholol only applies to males. In fact, if so, then even the daughter from the Aser relationship itself, meaning let's say from a Kohen Gadol and a widow, maybe the daughter should be Mutzvah for Kahuna. So the Pasuk regarding that case says, Lo Yichal Zaroi, which includes all his children, meaning daughters as well. In fact, the daughter of a Kohen Gadol's son from the Aser relationship should be Mutter, because the Gzeirah Shavah should teach that the female descendants other than his daughter are Mutter. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Lo Yichal Zaroi, teaches that to compare his children to himself, meaning to the Kohen Gadol, just like his own daughter is Aser, his son's daughter is therefore Aser as well. If so, his daughter's daughter should be Aser as well. The Gemara says, the Gzeirah Shavah teaches that the female descendants are Mutter. If it doesn't apply to this case, there will be no applications. That means it has to refer to this. Mishnah ends in Chalol Shanasa Bas Yisrael, Bitoi Pesula. In fact, the Mishnah already taught this earlier when it said that the daughter of a male Chalol is possible to the Kahuna forever. But since the Mishnah here gave the case of Yisrael who married a Chalol, it also mentions the case of a Chalol that married Yisraelis. The Gemara says, our mission doesn't follow Rabbi Destoy ben Yehuda, who says that just like a Yisrael purifies the child of a Chalol, meaning the child from their relationship with Mutter Tekuna, so too Yisraelis purifies the child of a Chalol. He learns from the Pasuk of Lo Yichal Zare Be'amav, only when they are from one people, both parents are Chalolim, is when the child is a Chalol. A braisa says, the Pasuk of Lo Yichal Zara teaches that if a woman asur to a kohen has a child with him, this child will be a chalol. How do we know that the woman herself becomes a chalol as well? We say if the child who did nothing wrong is a chalol, then kal v'chaymer, the woman herself who did do something wrong is a chalol. The braisa asks, we can refute this by saying that the kohen himself did something wrong, and yet he doesn't become a chalol. We can answer that we can't compare her to him, because he never becomes a chalol when he has bia with someone who is puzzled to him, meaning, let's say, a maidservant or a zayna. But she does become a chalol when she has bia with a person who is puzzled to him, let's say, a chalol or a mamzer. Another way to learn that she becomes a chalol when she has bia with the kohen, it's the pasuk of lo yichalol, which can be read as lo yichulol, which teaches that someone who that was valid till now becomes a chalol. Why do we need the second reason? It's because after the Gemara, if you want to refute the kal v'chaim by saying that the child becomes puzzled because the child was created through the act of an aver, but the woman who is not maybe should not become puzzled, we can answer that we have another way to learn that the woman will become puzzled to kahuna. A braisa says, who is a chalola? Any girl born from psulim. What does that mean? What does it mean, psulim? It can't mean that if the woman is usher to the man in any way that the child is a chalala, because if someone remarries his divorcee after she married someone else, which is usher to him to do, we learn from a pasuk that the children are not chalala. Rabbi Yehuda said, the braisa means the chalala is a girl born from a relationship with a kohen that is usher for the kohen. In fact, more, it's only one born from such a relationship. The woman involved was not born from the relationship, and yet she becomes a chalala as well. Rabbi said, the Raisa is saying, who is the Chalola that is mentioned as never having been valid at all in her life? That's the girl born from a relationship between a Kohen and a woman who's asur to him. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Oven explains, when the Pasuk says a Kohen may not marry a Chalola, it's referring to a woman who was born as a Chalola. A braisa says, if a Kohen Gadol had bia with multiple widows, he's only chayiv to one set of malchus. The same as even if a regular Kohen had bia with multiple divorcees, also one set of malchus. If the Kohen Gadol has bia with a woman who was a widow and then became a divorcee and then became a chalal and then became a zayna, in that order, he would be chayiv malchus for each one of these characteristics. If she was first a zayna, then a chalal, then a divorcee, and then a widow, he would only be chayiv for one set of malchus. So, what's the first case of the braisa? If it means that he had bia with three different widows, why would he only get one set of malchus? They're separate entities with separate names. And if the case is that he had bia three times the same widow, then if he was warned only once, it's obviously only get one set of malchus. If he was warned each time, he should get three sets of malchus. And for the case that he had bia with a widow who was widowed from three different husbands, we would think that he should get three sets of malchus. The braisa teaches that since she's one entity, he'll only get one set of malchus. In fact, if the braisa holds that one iser can take effect on another iser, then even if the woman got all of these characteristics in the reverse order, it should be chayiv four sets of malchus. If the braisa holds that the ain't a chalal iser, then even when it's done in the order of the pasuk, still should only get one set of malchus. Rava said the braisa holds that it ain't a chalal iser, but does hold that if the second iser is adding something more, then it will take effect. A widow was only also also to a kohen gadol. A divorcee becomes also to a regular kohen as well. A halal becomes also to each truma. Rav Chanan bar Katina explains that a zayin even becomes also to a yisrael, to her husband. Therefore, since each iser adds new isurim, they can take effect one on the other. In fact, my braisa was taught in the front of Rav Sheshes. It says, we learn from the pasuk that a woman can only become asur to a kohen gadol as a widow, divorcee, etc., if she was mutter to him as a basula. For example, if a kohen gadol had bia with his sister who was a widow, he will not be chayev for bia with a widow because his sister was not mutter to him as a basula. Rav Sheshes asked, the braisa is only following of Shimon, who says that an iser cannot take effect on another iser. Iser chal iser, however, the rabbanon said an iser that iser chal iser, so the chayev should be chayev for the widow as well. In that case, Marcy, the braisa can even follow the rabbanon. They only say that the iser chal iser when the second iser is a more stringent iser than the first. There are others that had a version that Rav Sheshes asked that the pasuk of the braisa is only needed according to the rabbanon to teach them. In this case, we don't say the iser will take effect on the other iser because the second iser is more lenient than the first. However, according to Rav Shimon, why do we even need a pasuk to teach that? Our answer is we would think that an iser of a kahuna is different than if it even takes effect on another iser. That's why we need the pasuk. Rav Papa asked Abaye, if a Yisrael is mezana with his sister, he surely makes her a zoyna. Does he also make her a chalala? Do we say a kavachomer that if she can become a chalala from a relationship also with only a lav, she can certainly become a chalala from a relationship also with karis? Or maybe the title of chalala is only given from a relationship that's involved in the Isra of Kahuna. Abaye said, Chalolos, yeah, is only given from an Isra of Kahuna. Rava said, we learned this concept in a Braisa, which explains why the Isra to marry a divorcee, a Chalola and a Zoyna, had to be mentioned by a regular Kohen and repeated by a Kohen Gadol. The Braisa says that the Chalola was repeated to teach Chalolos, that Chalolos only comes from a relationship involved in the Isra of Kahuna. Rashi said, therefore, if a Kohen has beer with his sister, he makes her into a Zoyna and not a Chalola. If he would then have beer with her again, since she's already a Zoyna, which is an Isra Kahuna, she would then become a Asr as a, she would then become a halala as well.